the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. One might expect that the president would say, you know, great day, great job on behalf of those Navy SEALs, of course.
I would do what a leader's supposed to do, and that is give credit to others, and particularly give credit to those who are out there on the front lines.
Yeah, and thank you. That is troubling. Why can't Obama just say something like this?
We give thanks for the men who carried out this operation.
Thanks to the remarkable courage and precision of our forces.
Thanks to our intelligence professionals and special forces. The pilot who landed the helicopter, the translator, the troops, the SEALs. We killed Osama bin Laden.
There's a collection of sound bites of talking heads claiming that Obama was taking all the credit for the killing of bin Laden, and then clips from the president where he actually repeatedly gave credit to the SEALs, special forces, and those who gathered the intelligence to find bin Laden in the first place. The one-year anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden is where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a review of the hot hits from Talk Radio and Talk Television. To get started, Greta Van Susteren here, talking to former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld about his take on bin Laden's death.
It's about a year ago that Osama bin Laden was killed by our people, and I'm sort of, I want you to put it in perspective for me. We've got the president overseas now in Afghanistan. Your thoughts on this?
Well, it was a huge accomplishment. It was something that took a lot of cooperation between our intelligence people and our special operations forces over many, many years, and accumulating pieces of information and finally being able to pinpoint and act with that great precision. We're so fortunate to have what have to be described as the finest warriors on the face of the earth in our special operations forces and Navy SEALs.
How do we avoid having sort of the poison effect that it becomes a sort of political weapon by either side at this point?
Yeah. I don't know how you do that. I think that, you know, from a purely military standpoint, all the information coming out of the government, basically the White House, and not the Department of Defense, and not the Special Operations Forces, is not helpful to those people. The less that's known about what they do and how they do it, the better off we are, and the fewer lives that'll be lost down the road. It's, I suppose, partly natural to think that these things would come up in a certain way in a political environment that we're living in. But from the standpoint of the armed forces of the United States, I mean, think of those people. What they did was they trained for years. They went in at night in a foreign country, not knowing what they would find in this compound. You know, booby traps, armed resistance. And executed the operation with just enormous skill and precision. And others will need to do that in the future. And the less of the tales that come out about it seems to me, the better off we are. And I think politicizing it is unfortunate.
Is politicizing it, putting it in a campaign ad saying, essentially, I did it, I can make the tough decisions, and I can make the right decisions, is that politicizing it, or is that sending a message to American people that I'm not wishy-washy, or I know how to do my job, I can be the commander-in-chief?
I think you know, you could describe it either way. I think that calling it a bumper sticker is and a political ad is a bit of a reach. I think that it's certainly a president has to run on his record, and this was a significant accomplishment for the administration, and it's the world's a better place for that. Now the global war on terror is not over. The problems are still there, and terrorists are still being trained and recruited and funded. But I do worry that something as secret as the Special Operations Forces have to be if they're going to be successful has become so central in the campaign. I might add that there's a Special Operations Warriors Foundation that if people are interested, they can send money to that support the Special Operations Forces that have fallen and their families and those that have been wounded. And they have a website for Special Operations Warrior Foundation.
Up next, more on the anniversary of bin Laden. As if you haven't heard enough already, stay tuned for more on the countdown.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars. No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it too with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and Body Powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
The one-year anniversary of the death of Osama bin Laden. Here's host Pete Callender talking about the clash between President Obama and Mitt Romney over the use of bin Laden's death as a campaign issue.
You know, if you were trying to defend this guy before today, and I've been watching a lot of the, you've got the stories that are coming out and the ad that he put out with Bill Clinton narrating about how Obama made the decision to go in there and get on the chopper and rappel down into the compound and, you know, knock out all of bin Laden's guards with his bare hands and a bowie knife and then take out the terrorist leader and do all of that. But Mitt Romney would not. That's what the ad says. Mitt Romney would not have done that. And then they got into this sparring match with the president saying, well, I assume that some people, you know, when they say things that they mean them, and maybe he doesn't mean them anymore, essentially arguing that Mitt Romney has flip-flopped, that in 2007, when Mitt Romney said he would not move heaven and earth just to focus on one guy, that it was in a larger context of a discussion about the war on terrorism, that it is much larger than just one person. The Obama campaign has turned that to mean Mitt Romney would have allowed bin Laden to live. That Mitt Romney would have been Bill Clinton. Because that's the irony in this ad, that you have Bill Clinton narrating the segment about how Obama assassinated bin Laden. The very thing Bill Clinton did not do when he had the opportunity. But we are not supposed to pay attention to that. And now we're supposed to believe that President Obama is all about consistency of position, that he really wants the media to focus on when a politician says something and then does the exact opposite, as if there's no record that this president has of not doing what he said he would do and then doing things that he said he wouldn't.
Talk host Blake Butler thinks it's legitimate for President Obama to use the killing of bin Laden in his reelection campaign.
The Republicans are saying that Obama should not be able to celebrate it as an accomplishment. Political pundits are sparring pretty much back and forth. I mean, here was the face of the war on terror. Everyone was looking for Osama bin Laden. Now, my feelings are this, and that if Obama would have sent in the Navy SEALs a year ago, and something would have gone wrong, and all those SEALs would have been killed, that's what the Republicans would have been running today. Correct. In the advertisement.
I would think that would be obvious.
So that's what we have to remember, even though they're saying, hey, he cannot run ads that say this is some accomplishment. What do you think? I mean, here we had somebody that really scared the world, and Obama quietly took a risk, got rid of him.
He really did take a risk.
Of course he really did.
I mean, that was, when you consider the result of a failure, like he was just saying.
Well, and the Republicans have painted that picture that he doesn't know what he's doing when it comes to international affairs.
I can't even imagine how that decision came about and how it was all put together, and then the mindset behind the whole thing and the fact that it was a success. It's something that should be touted. Either side of the aisle.
Well, one thing that Obama didn't do is after it happened, he didn't have a nationwide tour celebrating what just happened, because it did involve killing someone. And
right. And
I think he's better than that. I don't think he'll ever celebrate that. Now, is it to his advantage that he mentions that Osama bin Laden was pretty much gone during his first term due to a military operation? I think so. It happened in his term.
Yeah.
It's a fact, although David wouldn't like to hear me say that. It is a fact that operation was successful and Osama bin Laden was killed during that raid.
Right, right. I just know that if it had happened with former President Bush, there for openers there would have been a ticker tape parade or somewhere.
Oh, it would have been big.
It would have been something very big, yeah.
And if it would have happened under John McCain, if the election would have gone differently last time, I think they'd be touting it as an accomplishment.
Sure.
I think we all can agree that across the nation and the world, we're all relieved that Osama bin Laden is not around anymore to cause trouble.
Let me just one second. The capture of Saddam Hussein.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how that went down?
Yes, I do.
A lot of announcements, a lot of news coverage, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know about revelry and all that sort of thing. I don't recall that.
But they hung Saddam Hussein over there, remember? And I think that in the end he was hiding in that little hole.
Right.
When they finally found him. But we had painted this picture, when I say we, our president and his entire administration had painted this picture that somehow Saddam Hussein had something to do with weapons of mass destruction and transporting uranium from Uganda and all this stuff. So he was the target when it came to the WMDs.
Right.
If you think about it, Osama bin Laden really wasn't associated with the WMDs, but we moved on to that. When we couldn't find Osama bin Laden, Bush was like, well, we're going to manufacture this argument to invade this country.
Had enough of that? I hope. Let's shift our focus to Afghanistan. It's up next here on the Countdown.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The talk world, talk radio, talk television, the news talk radio business, and people are talking about Afghanistan this week. So let's listen in as talk hosts Phil Radke and Linda Thomas talking to CBS military analyst Major Mike Lyons, who's retired. They talk about what the president accomplished with his trip to Afghanistan.
So what did the president tell us in his quick visit to Afghanistan that we didn't know? What's the news here?
Well, really, the fact that we're still going to support the Afghans, but it looks like 2014 is going to be that line where most American combat troops will be home and be out of there. That was reaffirmed yesterday in this conversation. Spent a lot of time with the troops when he was over there, and I think that it's reinforced to the world and to the Karzai government that they're ready to stand on their own after that date, that the military aid will just come in the form of money and not necessarily troops.
So then, Mike, what does it look like for the U.S. presence there between that decade, 2014 and 2024?
I'd say nothing but civilian contractors, trainers that are going to do anything on the military side. We'll do things to help prop up their markets and the like, things that we're trying to do in Iraq right now. But we're going to transition all that security over to the Afghan security forces with the hope that they'll be able to take care of both standing up the country, standing up the government, and then establishing those markets that we think is going to take Afghanistan forward.
Mike, I'm still kind of looking for the news in this. Is this anything more than a glorified photo op?
Yeah, I think the news is a commitment for the 10 years. I think that that's far into the future projection with regard to what we're going to do. It clearly was a trip for the troops. I mean, there's no question he spent time with them, the majority of time actually with the troops there. So, to call it a glorified photo op might be a little bit of a push. I think signing this agreement with Karzai, meeting with him, appearing on the same stage was an important aspect considering that Afghan-U.S. relationships weren't that great just a few months ago.
Talk host Mike Maz and Richard Day with military analyst Colonel Jack Jacobs about whether there was really anything new in what the president had to say in his speech. Looks more like a campaign trip to me. How about you?
Colonel, did we learn anything new from what the president said to the nation?
No, I think the real surprise is going to be when the withdrawal of American conventional troops from Afghanistan really begins in earnest and much more quickly than people are anticipating, and that's not going to take place until next year. But he tried to articulate the fact that we have some sort of long-term relationship with Afghanistan, that we're making progress, and that Afghanistan is going to be moving because of our assistance from the 7th century to the 21st century. But I think people who are real objective observers of Afghanistan will tell you that's probably not going to be the case.
Colonel, are we making progress there? The American public seems to doubt that. They want the American military to get out of Afghanistan yesterday.
Yeah, well, for most American people, in any case, what happens on the field of battle is is something of a television or radio program. It's distant. Most people don't serve. Most Americans don't know anybody who serves in any case. Maybe in and around Washington, that's not true. But the rest of the United States, most people don't know anybody in uniform. And as a result of it, they're tired of the stories about people getting killed and wounded and tired of stories that talk about corruption in Afghanistan, the fact that we're not making progress and so on. Afghanistan and war is 8,000 miles away and doesn't touch them very much. The real people I think the president was talking to was the Congress. At the end of the day, it's the Congress who writes the legislation, who appropriates the money to pay for everything, and that's where the decisions will be made about what our policy will be in Southwest Asia going forward.
Every so often we hear about the progress the Afghan army is making in getting closer to being able to defend itself and deal with itself there, but maybe this progress not getting a lot of attention. It seems like from what we're hearing, though, they're not making much progress at all.
In some places they're doing quite well. Where the surge was, things are greatly improved, but it's a big country. The enemy is fragmented and will lay low and wait for us to start to draw down, mm-hmm. and as they're already doing, begin to attack less capable Afghan troops.
Yeah, let's talk about this. The trip to Afghanistan, is this a political ruse with all the soldiers there in the background? Wow. 800-510-8255. We'll be taking your calls next here on The Countdown.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah, all right.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top-brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Ooh, sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Continuing on now with our talk radio review, in this hour we have been focused on Afghanistan, and so maybe we need to continue that with your calls at 800-510-8255. There's several aspects to this, going into Afghanistan and having that press conference. Was it just a political stunt? Mary in Illinois likes what the president had to say the other night.
I think that was a good thing he did, and I understand that people's talking about he had to slip in and slip out. Well, under the circumstances, I think that was the best way for him to go over there, that he didn't go over there with a lot of bells and whistles ringing to let them know that he was coming. But I think it's a good thing that he signed some kind of treaty with Afghanistan and don't pull the troops completely from over there and leave them with no one. I don't think they should totally take the lead. I think they should let the Afghanistan people take their own lead and just kind of be there to assist them.
Is this just a distraction? 800-510-8255. Doug at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Just go to the listen box at DougStephan.com and follow that. There's a lot of trending info on Yahoo and some of the other social sites. The callers continue with Dana in Mississippi now, up next on the countdown.
As a taxpayer of the United States, I am sick and tired of our money going to other countries. I feel like after we get out of there in 2014, that should be it. I am tired of my tax money going for stuff like this. I think it's time we take care of ourselves. We are falling apart here. This country is headed for bankruptcy. If you watch the news continuously, you can see it. It's written on the wall. And this is just absolutely ridiculous. When will this ever be over? I'm a Republican. I was totally for getting bin Laden, and I was totally for retaliation for what was done to us. But I think enough is enough. When will we stop giving our money away?
When do you think we will, if we're giving it away? I'm not sure giving it away, but are we wasting it? 800-510-8255. 5-5. And then again, there are two different pieces here. The president making that unannounced visit to Afghanistan to meet with President Karzai. The troops were used as a political backstop for the visit. You all could see that. Does anybody think this stuff, or are we just all becoming so cynical? Dave in Louisiana, your thoughts on the president's trip to Afghanistan, sir?
I think that it's a good thing that the president has come on television and let the American people know exactly what's going on. You know, you hear the Republicans on the other side screaming about giving timelines. I think that it is important to approach this on a measured approach. We can't just take these troops out and stuff. And these guys would be slaughtered if we just decided to take them out, you know, all at one time. I think the president is doing a great job.
800-510-8255. If you had some knowledge of the region, sir, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, you would see that they have been doing the, as you use the word, slaughter. That's been going on there for millennia. Just the way the tribes are, not that we have to like it. We went in there ostensibly to get bin Laden. How many years ago? When September 11th happened, before we went into Iraq? So what has happened in the time between now and, 463 billion dollars or $643 billion later? How many American lives? And what do we have to show for it? What do you know about what we have to show for it? 800-510-8255. Here's Bill in Massachusetts thinking that same thing.
This trip and this document was made and signed for purely political reasons, to give Obama something to talk about for the next 6 months. How many people currently listening have inked something that doesn't even take effect for another 18 months? At best, it has a white line guarantee. As soon as they started to roll and take off, it was over. And all we're going to hear about now is, when asked, a response of, oh, I went to Afghanistan in 2014, this is what's going to happen. Well, guess what? These people are still wearing the same clothes they were wearing 1,000 years ago. All right? This trip was purely for his reelection campaign.
800-510-8255. Larry in Live Oak, Florida, you agree with that?
I do agree with it. Ever since the inception of his presidency, everything has been politically motivated. And
the reality is most presidents, George Bush did the same thing with the troops, and I don't remember whether Clinton did or not. I think I remember being upset about all these presidents that have been using the troops as backdrops for their own political gains. I resent it, frankly. What about you?
I do, too. As a taxpaying citizen of this country and a former veteran, I just can't stand seeing our money going to waste and people using our resources flying around the world and around the country for their own gain.
All right, sir, thank you. Isn't it interesting that the same sort of thing goes on, and yet it's like age-old stuff here. And yet people aren't quite, it's amazing how it's tied to the person and or the personality. 800-510-8255. Eric's in California and thinks, okay, this is all right. Say okay, in fact. Eric, go ahead.
I just like to say, first off, that I didn't vote for Obama. I voted for McCain, and the primary reason was because of the surge, and Obama initially didn't support it. But when it comes to foreign policy and his military decisions, I don't think people could ask much more from Obama. His speech, I thought, was excellent, and I think history is going to treat him well. What I really thought was good about it was basically he set out like this. This is the plan. This is what we set out to accomplish, and that we're in the process of accomplishing with the elimination of bin Laden, and now with trying to get Afghanistan to where they're at a point where they can stand on their own. I think we're doing what we can do. As far as criticism as to a lack of details, well, I don't think we should be given those details. They should just be doing whatever they can do to get it done. And there is a consensus, I think, now for everyone to want to get out, but we have to make sure that when we get out, we don't have to go back.
Yeah. excuse me. Pardon me while I clear my throat. All right, sir. 800-510-8255. Trying to present both sides of the issue, and I'll have my comments here and there, and you have the ability to comment as well at 800-510-TALK. And matter of fact, you're encouraged. Here's Don in Maryland with a sort of Middle East spin on this.
Gaddafi, Hussein, and Osama bin Laden, all of them should have been put on trial so the world could hear what they had to say. It was easy to assassinate Gaddafi. The bogus trial Hussein had and Osama bin Laden, I mean, we'll never know what these men really knew, that how America was in bed with them doing the dirt that they were doing. Then when WikiLeaks bring it out, they want to shut all that down. The American media is in the pocket of the government, so they won't talk. I mean, it's amazing how uninformed American people really are. The Taliban and Al-Qaeda just don't want to kill Americans for the sake of our lifestyle. That's a bogus and that's a bunch of lies. But the people who could really inform us of what our government has done to that part of the world with the oil and all the resources, they assassinate them or kill them. Once upon a time, they were all their strongmen in the bed with them. So we really don't know what's going on over there. Now, with President Barack Obama signing that treaty with Karzai, I am so sick and tired of these politicians taking my tax dollars, going where they want to go, do what they want to do for the benefit of the capitalistic system when the 99% don't get anything out of the deal, because nothing in that for us, nothing. But the Afghan people, that's their nation. If they really wanted to have a government like we think they wanted to, don't you think there'd be more killing of each other to get the people out of the way like we did in our American Revolution to form the government that we got here? I mean, it's so sickening and so tiresome.
800-510-8255. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review, an overview, if you will, of the hot hits in talk radio, and you can follow a lot of this information at DougStefan.com in the countdown box. 17 minutes before the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure, they're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
Sorry, you're hitting them.
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four!
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need to grow bigger, more beautiful plants? Absolutely. Like Miracle-Gro 8-quart potting mix, now only $3.97. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scotts and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow plants twice as big with Miracle-Gro. And watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on your car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on the rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah, all right.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, find over 10,000 top brand tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours, all at everyday low prices. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now, let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
See no makeup, feel no makeup. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder perfects your skin without leaving a trace. Ultra light, ultra breathable, looks fresh, flawless, radiant in every light. New Invisible Fluid Makeup from Estee Lauder. It will change how you feel about makeup forever. In shades for every ethnicity, try yours free for 10 days. Only at Estee Lauder, now at Macy's.
800-510-8255 at 14 before the hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Chris calling from Florida. Thoughts about government in general?
I would just like to say I think Obama is focusing too much on foreign policy, and he needs to focus more on what the economic problems here in America, because there's nothing in the tank for the regular people. Yeah, you know, we really don't know what's going on behind the scenes as American people. It all sounds good and everything, but our problem in America right now is creating jobs and trying to help us keep our houses. That's what he needs to be focusing on.
Not a bad idea. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Andrew, another Floridian on the line on the countdown. All right, Andrew, your turn to be the star.
Oh, good morning, sir. How are you, sir?
Well, and you, sir?
Oh, blessed.
So what's your attitude toward the president's trip to Afghanistan?
I just wanted to say, yeah, I admire the president, and I respect him, and I also like your show. I like conservative radio. I like how logical conservatives are. I think liberals can be a bit messy.
That's not, this program is not a conservative program. This program is about both sides of the issue. It may be construed that I am a little right of center with some of my points of view if I express them, but for the most part, the object here is to present both sides of an issue. So having said that, what's your side, if that's what it is, a side on this?
I really think it's important to, be diplomatic like that. I worry a little bit about meddling in other countries' affairs. I'm not sure if you're familiar with, like, the history of Israel, but whenever Israel tried to mess with, like, Syria or Egypt, and they didn't rely on God, whenever that happened, they always ended up, you know, they get caught up in alliances, just like World War One, and then we wind up getting dragged into someone else's war.
Well, if you look at the history of the Middle East, the history of Africa, the history of Asia, the Brits, the Dutch, the French, to a lesser extent, the Germans, have all in the last 400 to 500 years taken apart these areas of the world, the conquered the Spanish as well. The way the place is at, you can look at both not the Middle East so much, as Africa and Asia, the way they were arbitrarily carved up. The African continent is a mess, especially across the Horn of Africa, because of the egotistical way people have taken these areas and chopped them up just using some linear equation that didn't speak to the tribal nature. And frankly, the Middle East the same. Iran, you can say that about Iraq, the tribal nature of people where there hasn't been progress. You can say that in a sense about America. America's tribal in a sense. So we are not doing a good job of understanding these areas. We got no business being there and haven't for a long time. Thank you, Andrew. Here's Sandy in Texas.
I wanted to say that I really am proud of President Obama, and I feel that he represents us very well, and we do need to be having a foreign policy. I mean, that's just the way it is, unfortunately. I'm glad that our troops are coming home. We've lost so many troops. I don't see many changes in Afghanistan, but I am proud of him. I don't like the fact that there's so much money going there. Hopefully between now and 2014, that will change, and maybe we'll not give them all that money. But overall, I'm pretty proud. And you know what? There's a lot of people I've talked to that have been impressed with President Obama, and they didn't vote for him, but they're going to vote for him this time.
I think you can find as many on the other side of that coin, ma'am. 800-510-8255. Most of you, a lot of people are upset about Obama using Bin Laden's death as a campaign issue. We'll take a few calls on that, too, in a few minutes.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a 4-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had 4 wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their towel and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Okay, so we have two things in the hopper at the moment. The Bin Laden campaign issue, death of Bin Laden, even though the Bin Laden death was tied more to Afghanistan because that's where he was and that's why we went in there. We're still in Afghanistan. Bin Laden's dead and he wasn't in Afghanistan for years before he was killed. So what the heck are we doing? Roger, you want to talk? We'll listen. Go ahead, sir. Hello, Roger.
Yeah, I just want to say that the Soviet Union, after 9 years, was smart enough to get out of there, but a little too late. They broke up in 1992, the Soviet Union. That was one of the contributing factors. Yeah. Now, remember, the Soviet Union is in the same landmass as Afghanistan. There's Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, and all the stands. And they went into Afghanistan, but they were smart enough to get out of there. But it wasn't the only contributing factor to the breakup of the Soviet Union, but it was a contributing factor.
Got it, sir. Thank you. Here's Jeff in New Hampshire on Obama using Bin Laden as a campaign issue.
No, it shouldn't be, because I feel like this is a scandal with three presidencies. We had one president that was chasing teenage interns instead of terrorists. The next president laid down the ground rules for Obama to capture this man. And the way I see it, he was watching it on the flat screen like a Super Bowl. We are not one iota safer regarding Libya. Wait till some of those 30,000 shoulder-fired missiles make their way into this country and shut down our airports.
800-510-8255. Nathan in Indiana on Bin Laden and Obama.
Oh, I think it's a legitimate issue as a campaign issue, but really this election is going to be about the future. You know, Biden suggested a bumper sticker, and it goes like this, Bin Laden dead, GM alive. I think we should add another line to that, that the economy is in a coma. We're more interested in waking out of this bad dream and moving on to our future of a great economy. That's what this election is going to be about. I don't think the Bin Laden issue, even though it's legitimate, I don't think that's really going to sway voters.
800-510-8255. One more call on the president and Bin Laden's death. Here's Lisa.
I think it is a legitimate campaign for today, actually for this week, because the simple reason, they have thousands of people, families, that lost loved ones that have to relive this every day when they walk in New York streets. So Bin Laden is dead. If President Obama wouldn't have gotten Bin Laden, he would have had something else to say. So he got him. Bush didn't. Oh, well.
800-510-8255. It's an oh, well to spending billions of dollars. I want to think that through again. Patrick in Arizona, back to Afghanistan. Go ahead, sir.
I applaud the president on the signing of the treaty. It's an investment. I understand the individuals who want to get out, but if you don't have something secure that's going to keep a you know, keep a foot in the door, you know, to keep in good relations with the Afghans, I think it opens up more of Iran's involvement, just as Karzai met with Ahmadinejad last week. And so we need to keep a foothold to secure, you know, some relationship with them.
All right. 800, trade relationship perhaps. How about some oil? Here's Jeff in Virginia.
Corruption is rampant in Afghanistan. It doesn't take very much for a soldier in the Afghan army to go from one side to the other. And then, you know, tomorrow try to be back on the same side that he was on originally, which is our side. What the president is doing is right on point. Definitely, you know, we have to transition at some point. And transitions like this, this nature does not happen overnight. It's not an overnight process to go from, you know, fighting a hot war to just taking up a support role. That's not a light switch that you can just turn off and on. It's going to take time. You know, the good thing is we have a plan and we have a way ahead.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, you can hear the diversity of conversation here, and it's healthy. We need more of it, and kind of the passion of the political side of it, even though it's annoying to have these sorts of things used politically, it also is something that you get the real true feeling. I mean, I think it's so obvious what Obama did by going to Afghanistan. It's kind of sickening. Talk Radio Countdown Show is produced by Michael Fortier, written by Ken Kessler. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
There's